Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking crime on this weekend show with the new police chief for the city of Sonora. Tarue Vanderweel was previously the lieutenant with the Sonora Police Department, then became the acting chief, and is now the permanent chief moving forward. It's his first time coming in studio on Motherlode Views as the police chief for the city of Sonora. Chief Vanderweel, next thing I want to ask you about is the school resource officer. I know that was something covering the last the meeting that the city council held to the passing the new budget. They wanted to make sure that funding was included for that position. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works and kind of the benefits of having a school resource officer?
BJ, I can't say enough about the school resource officer program. Our school resource officer on campus increases the safety of the students as well as the staff. They handle calls on campus. They handle most incidents to deal with students on or off campus, either coming to or going from campus. But most importantly, their value, I think, is seen in the mentorship and the leadership and training that they provide, and education that they provide for the students. It's an unmeasurable outcome. You can't. There's no stats to say. These many kids would have gone the wrong direction if there was no school resource officer. But I think it's clear that it is very effective in that manner. To hear students say that they chose to stay in school because of their school resource officer's influence, that speaks volumes. So it's a great program. I'm sure you're aware that initially that our budget didn't include it. We were previously, in prior years, we were getting funded through BSCC monies and being able to pay for our school resource officer through that. This year, we didn't get those monies. Thankfully, City Council directed staff to, add the $30,000 to at least cover this year and give us time to figure out new resources for funding that position.
What are you hearing at the state level? Are they making grants available for funding for school resource officers?
It appears there's grants out there, COPS hiring program grants, which is, like I mentioned before, we do have somebody funded under that program, but not as a school resource officer. But there are other grants that the parameters may include funding for salaries for a school resource officer. We're looking at options right now, and I can't tell you exactly what's out there and what's available at this point in time. But this gives us an opportunity to research that.
So the school resource officer for the Sonora Police Department, does the person just go to the high school, or does it go to the elementary school as well?
Our school resource officer goes to all of our schools within the city limits, and sometimes expands out to assist county schools, especially when we do our our ALICE program, our school safety programs and whatnot. So all public, and we even do private schools with our school resource officer, because the way it was funded, it wasn't specific to county schools. So we got to allocate some of his time to to the private schools as well.
Next thing I want to ask you about is, traffic safety in downtown Sonora. That's been a matter of discussion at various city meetings, it seems like, over the past year, looking at different grants and so forth. As the top police officer in the city of Sonora, as the police chief, what's your observations just about when it comes to safety downtown right now?
Well, every year, the number of vehicles on the roadways increase. Every year, the number of pedestrians in and around the roadways increase. We have narrow streets downtown Sonora, and our main downtown street is a state highway. So you combine all them factors, and you have a higher potential of accidents to happen. I know that the city is currently working with the Tuolumne County Transportation Council on looking at some options to improve pedestrian safety specifically, and I think that'll be great to find a way to increase pedestrian safety. Over the past year, our police department has received over 350 vehicle collision related incidents. 14 of those were vehicle versus pedestrians. So it is definitely a concern. So anything that we can do as a city to improve traffic safety and specifically pedestrian safety, I will support as long as it's reasonable.
The downtown area with the various crosswalks and so forth, the accidents that you see in a nutshell, you know, are most of them, you know, are they DUI drivers or just people who just don't see, you know, difficulties of seeing people crossing the different crosswalks?
A lot of what we're seeing there is resulting to inattention or not seeing people walk out in front of you quick enough. When a vehicle strikes a pedestrian, even though it's usually more tragic for the pedestrian than the driver, sometimes it is a pedestrian that's at fault. We do have people that step right out in front of vehicles and not give them time to yield. So it does happen. So there's a little of that on both sides. We have a lot of traffic incidents where vehicles are just pretty wide for the narrow roadway. We got vehicles parked on the side and, trying to thread the needle, so to speak, going up Washington Street during rush hour. Sometimes two vehicles strike each other because it's hard to stay in the lanes. We do have several collisions a year related to DUIs, alcohol and drugs alike. So it's a combination of things.
Stockton Road over by the fairgrounds when there's special events, is that also kind of one of the dangerous spots sometimes of the year?
It is a dangerous spot, and we've recognized that for many years. When we have events, we make every effort to increase specifically pedestrian safety in that area. And our volunteers have been extremely helpful for us in that area. It really makes it available, makes that resource available for us to staff those positions when we do have special events in that area and hopefully get the pedestrians across the roadway safely.
Some people might not realize that you do have kind of a volunteer program. What can you tell us about that? Is it made up of quite a few volunteers in the community?
We have about 15 volunteers right now, and it's made up of both junior volunteers, which is our Explorer program, and adult volunteers, which is our community service volunteer program. Both are outstanding programs, both for the participant as well as the department and the community. The participants, the volunteers, you know, they get to learn skills, life skills, job skills, whether or not they're specifically related to law enforcement, if that's their career goals, or just learning job skills in general. We provide that. They get to learn about volunteerism and service to the community. So it's great. And we also get to utilize that program to increase our community safety efforts, like we spoke of before. But in some cases, it's somewhat of an internship for us. Matter of fact, right now, one of the cadets we've identified to sponsor an academy is a community service volunteer.
Are you actively seeking volunteers, or is it just certain times of year when you accept volunteers?
We are always accepting volunteers. Sergeant Tim Wirtz oversees our volunteer program. It was handed off to him by Glenn Roberts, who was running it for many years, and really developed it into an amazing program. And just to boast a little bit about our volunteer program, we're a small agency, and we go around the region and annually compete with other volunteer programs. And more times than not, our volunteers come back with trophies for their performance. So it's a great program. They get great training, and it helps. Again, it really benefits the department, benefits the community, as well as the volunteers.
People want more information, so just stop by the police department or give you a call. What's the best way?
Either one. Give us a call. Ask about the volunteer program. You'll be forwarded to Sergeant Wirtz's voicemail if he's not in. If you want to just stop in and ask questions, we can answer those questions as well.
We're going to take one more break. We're talking crime in the city of Sonora with the new police chief for the city of Sonora. We're joined by Taru Vanderweel on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.